Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. 624, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Hey, good morning.
Yes. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'll tell you what's up. Sports, that's what's up.
Hit the button. Let's go.
All right, fine.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. I got one fridge just... This guy can stay in my room. I got a fridge dedicated just to Bud Light. You should too. Every house should have some. That's great.
That's a nice fridge. Yeah. Where is that fridge located?
Basement? I ain't telling you. Like, you have to come over and steal my Bud Light, you son of a bitch.
Oh, all right. I'll find it. I used to be able to find all the Christmas presents from my parents. I got a good nose for stuff like that, man.
Last guy that tried to steal Bud Light from my Bud Light fridge ended up dead. So you just keep that in mind.
What is he going to trip wire or something?
Yeah, exactly.
The fridge exploded as I opened it. Anyway, what were you doing here? Sports? Oh, yeah, that's right. Washington football team. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking about it yesterday. Beat Pittsburgh Steelers. The 11-0 Pittsburgh Steelers. 23-17 last night. Oh, my God. You know, I know this. The first thing I scroll by in Facebook. Imagine being 11-0 and losing to a team without a name.
It's any given Tuesday or Sunday or whatever it is, man. Yeah.
It's what it is, though, guys. It's the NFL. I'm telling you, anybody at any given time could play fantastically. And it was proven last night. I didn't get to see the game. So, I mean, maybe Pittsburgh just played terrible. But they put up 17. So, I mean, they weren't that bad, I guess.
No.
So, yeah. Are they still good? Yeah, I think they're still good. I think Pittsburgh's going to be just fine. It's just one of those games, you know?
You know where I stand on this, because I've made this comment before. I don't think Pittsburgh is a 11-1 team, to be honest.
Yeah.
Not taking away the fact that they've won a game. Look, if you win a game by a point, you win the game. I mean, you don't need to win by 45 to make you a better team. That's not how it works. However, I don't think they really are an 11-1. They seem more like a 8-5, whatever you want to chalk it up as. But they're here. Playoffs are when it all really starts to count. You could have the perfect season, but if you lose that first game in the playoffs, it don't mean squat.
It don't matter. Ain't nothing matters unless you're winning in the playoffs. You're absolutely right there, man. So, moving on, man. Buffalo beating San Francisco last night, or yesterday, I should say, 34-24. We do have a football game tonight. Football everywhere. I love it. Dallas going to be in Baltimore tonight at 8:05. So you can catch some NFL action tonight, if you please. All right, more pro football on Sunday. The New York Jets snatched a defeat from the jaws of victory by allowing the Las Vegas Raiders to catch a last-second Hail Mary pass. The defense on that pass was so bad, that the Jets immediately fired defensive coordinator Greg Williams. One pass, you're out. Dude, damn. The play was so bad, and the defeat was so bad that it left many NFL fans wondering if the Jets really, truly tried to lose the game on purpose, you know, so they could be sure to have the number one pick in next year's draft. Wow.
Dude, that's hard to wrap your brain around, okay? Now, it's happened in sports. There have been teams that have thrown games. There's been guys that have been banned from sports for throwing games and doing this. But to think that a full team would be on board, or even just a coach, like, all right, look, we can't completely throw the game, but we're going to do a couple plays that will keep us from, you know what I mean? That's hard for me to, like, I wouldn't want to cheer for that team if that was the case.
No, and I think you would hear more about it. Like, that. It's not like the players are waiting for the coach to say those words, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure if the coach did say those words, half the people on that team would be like, dude, what the? Why am I playing for this team?
Yeah.
Why? You know, I think that's something that could never really happen. But it kind of seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
One more story here real quick. Boxing. You love boxing. Mike Tyson feeling pretty good about following his recent fight with Roy Jones Jr. 54-year-old may soon have another bout to train for. Iron Mike is reportedly in talks to get back in the ring again, this time with an old foe. Evander Holyfield.
No!
Real meal Holyfield, Brock. the 58-year-old Holyfield, who had a piece of his ear bitten off the last time he faced Tyson.
Hang up.
Has been training and says he wants to do it. Dude, that'd be awesome.
It would be awesome.
I'm all about these fights.
I think this is great. I want to see them while they can still happen, because if the guys are like 70 and they're like, I want to get back in the ring. I mean, granted, I still wouldn't want to be punched in the face by 70-year-old Mike Tyson or 70-year-old Evander Holyfield. Absolutely not. But this, you know, train right in their 50s, still feeling good, very athletic. I think we could get a decent fight out of this.
I think it should be Mike Tyson and Steve Harvey.
No one can beat Steve Harvey's mustache. Come on now.
I mean, Evander Holyfield kind of looks like Steve Harvey a little bit.
Steve Harvey-esque.
It's the mustache, I think. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that thick, brooding mustache.
So there you go, man. I got breakdance in the Olympics, but I'll save that for next hour.
Save that for next hour, yeah. We end on Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. Yeah, that's great. That's right. All right, that's your sports, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Right. I kind of want to drink now, Hunter.
We were talking about drinking on there.
kind of want a screwdriver to get this day started,
Okay, real quick before we get into sports. You got to pour a drink for the one drink for the rest of your life. It's a cocktail. We're not including beers here. What is it? Your one drink that you, rest of your life.
Oh,
you
man. A pop-off and Diet Mountain Dew. No.
Dr. Lightning.
No, lightning. So like one mixed drink, one cocktail.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, all you have to think about mine. Jack and Diet.
You're Jack and Diet. And that's a great drink. Great drink.
Ooh. Like to me, that drink tastes good. I can have that drink with a meal, you know, like.
God, dude, I honestly don't know. Because when I do cocktails, I change it up. Sometimes I'll get an old fashioned. Sometimes a vodka cranberry is good, you know. I do
love.
What's
weird though?
What?
Like a Jack and Diet for me in the summer isn't the same.
No, it's a
winter drink for me.
Yeah. That's the thing. Sometimes I like coffee and Bailey's. You know, I don't know if I. Oh God, if I had to do one.
A dead nut summer. You know, like what I'm saying. Like yeah. I like more clear alcohols in the summer.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, for sure. Vodka, tequila, gin, tequila. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to think about that one.
It's a tough question.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Anyway, okay. Well, hey, speaking of drinking, let's do sports. I don't know why.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious drinks. That's right. Bud Light. You're always in the mood for one of those. It doesn't matter what time of year you can get that. So, make sure your fridge is stocked up, because you don't want to be that guy that doesn't have the Bud Light in his fridge. All right? Get it.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm more of like a Budweiser, Bud Light guy in the winter. And then during the summer, it's the seltzers on ice.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
It changes throughout the seasons. Anyway, let's get to it, man. NFL last night. Boy, there was some football going on last night. Pittsburgh. Are they 12-0? No, they're not. They lost. Lost to a team without a name. The Washington football team beating the Pittsburgh Steelers last night, or yesterday, 23-17. Didn't get to see the game. But, I mean, obviously Pittsburgh put some points up on the board. Maybe Washington just played good, played great. But, I mean, it's kind of a sad day for you Steelers fans, but don't be too sad. You're 11-1. You'll be just fine.
They're in the playoffs. It's not that they're not. I mean, I guess they could lose out and it could be close maybe. Well, but
here's my opinion, too, as well. I think it's good to lose later in the season. It's good to go undefeated and then lose. It kind of brings you back. Like, okay, hey, we're not invincible.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of wakes. It happened with the Patriots a lot. When Tom was winning those Super Bowls, he would always lose like the game before the playoffs, like the two games going into the playoffs. Like, oh, here they go. They're going to go out, and then they just go in the playoffs and kill it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's probably not a bad thing for you Steelers fans. So there you go. Do you have anything else on that? Or?
No, nothing. I'm just glad they lost one. That's good.
Buffalo beating San Francisco yesterday, 34-24. Didn't get to catch any football yesterday, but there you go, Buffalo. Proven to be a pretty damn good team.
They're surprising everybody. They're kicking some ass this year. I think they're
sneaky good. Yeah, they're sneaky. Kind of hanging out in the shadows, you know?
Fun fact, the Buffalo, not the Buffalo, so, you know, it's Buffalo, New York. Mm-hmm. They've never had a day recorded over 100 degrees. Boom.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Swear to God.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But it snows hard there, too.
It does, man. They get that big old fat snow.
Fat snow.
Fat snow.
Sideways snow.
Sideways snow that came up from the ground.
Hey, more football tonight. Dallas going to be in Baltimore at 8:05. So you're getting a lot of football.
Who do they got quarterbacking for Dallas? They still got the towel boy in there? Who's doing it right now?
Dude, I don't know. I think they're picking somebody from the stands tonight like they do in hockey. Like if they can't get a goalie in hockey, you got to pick somebody from the stands.
Yeah, yeah, that's an actual rule, by the way. Andy Dalton, is it Dalton?
Is he back?
I don't know.
No, didn't he snap something,
Look at that ginger son of a bitch. Good Lord.
Ginger can whip the ball, though, bro.
Is it Garrett Gilbert?
I don't know. Gilbert Gottfried, I think, is throwing the ball.
What's the deal with football?
The parrot from Aladdin is throwing the ball for Dallas tonight. More football news on Sunday. The New York Jets snatched a defeat from the jaws of victory by allowing the Las Vegas Raiders to catch a last-second Hail Mary pass. The defense on that pass was so bad that the Jets immediately fired defensive coordinator Greg Williams. You're out. You see that pass that just happened? Well, your entire job is gone now because of that.
Get out of
here. That play was so bad, Brock. Mm. And the defeat was so, so bad that it left many NFL fans wondering if the Jets really, truly tried to throw the game on purpose so they would get the first pick in this year's draft.
Man.
It's hard to believe that.
I don't see that happening. And if there was, that would be something that would have to truly be looked at, one, by the NFL. Like, that's the kind of stuff that should get your team. If you're purposely losing, your team should be suspended.
Well, here, let's think about this for real quick before we get out of sports. So, in my mind, I'm like, there's no way that you get a full team on board to do that and get away with it. Because there are repercussions for that. But if you think about the Astros, I mean, they did it for years. That wasn't an entire professional organization.
That's true. Good point. I'm not a Jets fan. I never will be a Jets fan. I could take them or leave them. Doesn't matter. But it'll be interesting to see. It'll all come out in the wash.
So there you go. That's your sports this morning, man.
Right, beautiful. You didn't mention breakdancing, but we'll talk about that tomorrow if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not that big of a story. But that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.